I don't know, kind of a creamish, like, creamy color. But they haven't got that black bottom on that umbrella is on the toe too, it's black. And it's just like papers in there, little trees. They come right down, the stem goes right up in. And just bonnets right down over it, see, just around close to. But they poisonous, eh? But I, them taste, there's like some kind of dope, I don't know what kind it is. I've just heard that in the last 2-3 months. But I don't know what kind of a mushroom it is.
You talking while about bugs and insects. Let me ask you about
names
for some of those, you know, that kind of flying around at night and the tail lights up.
Lightning bug.
You see many of those around here?
Yeah, sometimes whole places.
How many they get? How big the forest?
If you want to see them things, you want to go out in there. Out in the woods somewhere where they ain't no light. And you can see them things just blinking, just like somebody put some light on, you know. Millions and thousands of millions of them, miles and miles of them. And they get together. I don't know how many they get and how big a ball it is, you don't never find it. But they all get together and just make a round ball and get it way up there on the air somewhere and turn loose and just fly across it. It's quite close to the earth. They go for miles or more that way. And it's just, many of them, it makes a bright light. Looks just like a lantern or a lamp or something way up down there. And they go, too. They go as fast as an airplane up there. I've seen 2 or 3 of them that way. Seen one in the marsh. Well, we seen several of them in the marsh when we was frogging. Somebody see one pretty every night. They claim that's what it was now, but I don't know. I don't know what else it could be.
Sounds like probably what it was to me.
Yeah. I don't know what else would be out in that marsh there that would make a light like that.
What do they call, what do you use to call those things that...
They'll,
you know, if you have a lamp, they'll fly
in
a lamp,
where
it'll get in your clothes, need your clothes.
Moths? The moths, they call it, will get in your clothes and eat hold them. But these termites, they'll fly around the lamp. And they'll get in the wood and eat the wood up. Eat the window cases. All the wood racks in the house, and the chairs. They go to the fattest, hardest old lighted knot, fat lighted, and they'll eat that thing up. Don't see how they can do it. You can't cut it with a knife.
Yeah. Hang out over your
eyes. What do they usually call that? This little, kind of long, thin bodied insect. Got a couple of pairs of shiny wings
that's
supposed to eat mosquitoes.
Mosquito? Yeah, they got 2 types of wings.
Is it true about them eating mosquitoes?
Yeah, they eat the bees too. They catch honeybees and eat them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, hang right over your eye and when the bee comes out, he get it.
You mentioned those bees. Oh. Any other kind of stinging insects?
I know, well, we have the wasps and bumblebees, they call them.
Well, yeah.
Old bumblebees, hit you and you back up and hit you a dozen times, but a wasp, he's kind of like a bee, he just grabs a hold of you and sock it through you and go on. A bee won't do that though, a bee will. Stick his finger in you and he'd pull his thing and all out. He can't sting but one time and he pulls that all out. And he would die.
Well, Does a Wasi kind of like a hornet or a yellow jacket?
Well, they're all the same family. A yellow jacket is yellow. He's kind of got a little stripes on him. And the Wasi, they got red ones and black ones.
They have a dirt
dog. Little ones they call guinea moths, little teeny ones.
Dogs in the house.
And the old bumblebees, there's two kinds of them. One of them's kind of gray all over, but just a black spot on him. The other one's black, with just a little gray on him. Then they have the dirt daubers. They make them mud daubs in the house. You've seen them, right? They were kind of the wolf family, a little wolf-beasted thing. They bring a little water that's about that big, stick it up somewhere, and first thing you know, they got a nest in that big.
Did you ever, when you're a little kid and you're out playing around without a shirt and you roll around in the grass, those things just burn your skin and make you itch so bad?
Ants?